The Devil's Advocates, radio for the 99%.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the phones, 844-967-2789.
Dom, I understand you got something you'd like to lead back.
This hearing.
What did Trump know and when did he know it?
We know what he knows. We know. We already know, even if he hasn't said it. Another J6 committee hearing starting tomorrow, noon Central Time. Of course, we'll be airing that here. But wanted to talk a little bit about some of the issues that will be discussed from the Washington Post. Trump campaign documents give an inside look at the fake elector plan. And this one really gets me. I mean, not only did it happen here in the state of Wisconsin, but the casualness by which all these Republicans engaged in this conspiracy. And I don't know why this isn't maybe it should be a RICO investigation. Perhaps Fonnie Willis, the
Fulton County DA,
maybe leaning in that direction, a RICO prosecution of Trump. We'll have to wait and see how that rolls out. But a little bit from the Washington Post to kind of refresh all our memories in anticipation of tomorrow's big hearing. I'm going to jump down to the body of this piece at the Post. Internal campaign emails and memos reveal that the convening of the fake electors appeared to be a much more concerted strategy intended to give Vice President Mike Pence a reason to declare the outcome of the election was somehow in doubt when he was to preside over the congressional counting of the Electoral College votes. The documents show the Trump team pushed ahead and urged electors to meet, then pressured Pence to cite the alternate Trump slates, even as various Trump lawyers acknowledged privately they did not have legal validity and the gatherings had not been in compliance with state laws. In a public hearing on Thursday, the House committee investigating the attack on the Capitol explored the end of the story, the pressure campaign placed on Pence to accept the Trump electors as somehow legitimate. Committee members have said that Tuesday's hearing will focus on what came before that, how the elector scheme was organized, and the ways Trump pressured officials in swing states to go along with his false claims that Biden had lost. Adam Schiff said on CNN's State of the Union Sunday, "We'll show evidence of the president's involvement in this scheme. We'll also, again, show evidence about what his own lawyers came to think of this scheme, and we'll show courageous state officials who stood up and said they wouldn't go along with this plan to either call legislatures back into session or decertify the results for Joe Biden." The testimony and evidence presented by the committee will build on an argument it made in federal court in California, where it successfully obtained a judge's order forcing Trump lawyer John Eastman to turn over records to the committee. In ordering Eastman to produce the documents, federal district court judge David Carter wrote that Eastman and Trump's endeavor amounted to, quote, a coup in search of a legal theory.
I like that line.
I think that line's got teeth.
I
have to get a tattoo of that. The Justice Department and the Atlanta area prosecutor are also investigating the elector scheme, issuing subpoenas and conducting interviews in recent weeks to determine whether or not it amounted to a crime. The shifting internal explanations over whether the elector strategy could be considered legitimate was typified in two emails sent late December by Eastman, a constitutional law professor who was a leading proponent of the idea. In an email sent on December 19th to a California activist with whom Eastman exchanged periodic notes about the election, Eastman wrote that the electors would be, quote, dead on arrival in Congress. His reasoning? No state legislature had acted to certify them as valid. Just 4 days later, however, Eastman wrote to other Trump advisors that he believed Pence could indeed recognize the Trump electors on January 6th, apparently despite their lack of state legislative certification. The fact that we have multiple slates of electors demonstrates the uncertainty of either. That should be enough. So it wasn't that they had the proof. I remember they went to court, 61 out of 62 cases they lost. And the one case they lost didn't impact the election whatsoever in Pennsylvania. It was about whether or not they could turn in their voter ID 3 days after the election. They said, no, you got 3 days. That's the window. That's it. So they lost a procedural administrative case. They won that case. They won a procedural administrative case, and they lost every other case. And then so they come up with this great idea, right, the whole time walking along with this. Well, multiple slates of electors. If we have that, that shows the confusion, the concern that these state legislators obviously must have, because why would they possibly put forth two slate of electors? And that was their justification, right? That was their the pressure on Pence. That's why they did it. And the state of Wisconsin and other states went along with it. Hey, that's a great idea. Let's confuse it. Let's muddy it. Let's try to give Pence some reason. Although they lost every case, there's no evidence of fraud. And all those Republicans, many of them won on the very same day, on the very same ballot, on the very same election process that they are saying Biden lost on, that Biden cheated Trump out of. This is going to be huge.
Don Moore from the reporting at the Post. The emails show that some Trump advisors began strategizing just days after the election about how to construct a legal argument for advancing their own electors. Even though the laws in every state hold that electors are determined by the certified vote of the people. In particular, they started mulling whether state legislatures, which in a number of key states were controlled by the GOP, could appoint Trump electors if the certified results showed that Biden won. Doesn't seem like they should be able to, but let me read on. Here's the quote. John, what would you think of producing a legal memo outlining the constitutional role of state legislators in designating electors? Well, that question was being posed by conservative activist Cleta Mitchell. She's got a Wisconsin connection, right? She was a partner at one of the local law firms.
Yes, she was.
And then she wasn't. She's another lawyer advising Trump's team, wrote to Eastman 2 days after the November vote. A movement is stirring, but needs constitutional support. So we got this coup plan notion in mind, but we need someone to give us legal cover, right?
Yes.
So anyways, we'll come back. We are the Devil's Advocates, the happier. We're rolling through the Monday edition. You can always be a part of this show, 844-967-2789. The J6 hearings begin again tomorrow in earnest. High noon right here on Devil Radio and the Shaw. We'll play them again on Thursday. And then the following week should be some sort of a primetime wrap-up with Adam Kinzinger leading. But Tuesday, tomorrow, Adam Schiff. And I know they're not going to like Shifty Schiff over on Fox News.
I can't wait, man.
Trump's going to have all sorts of crap to talk. But ultimately, Schiff is a smart guy, and he's going to lay out the case against Donald J. Trump and the fake electors. We'll tell you all about it when you come back. More Devil's Advocates, the Monday edition.